Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Oh boy, the holidays are upon us, Michelle. You know what that means, don't you? Food everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's wall-to-wall food.
And sweets and pumpkin pie and apple pie.
Oh, I thought it was arugula and tuna on a bed of greens out there. Oh, it's a tuna turkey. I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh. Well, okay. Look, let's get serious here. We got to prevent and help people with this holiday overeating and emotional eating, which is just like, you know, what women do. We have, oh my gosh, it's our new family member here at Her Radio. Abby Gelman is a rare breed. She is a culinary nutritionist. And remember, I'm senior science advisor with Elements Behavioral Health and setting up these food and addiction programs all across the country with Elements and really helping people learn to be able to prevent a lot of this emotional eating and getting into addictive eating. Well, Abby is my tag teamer. She's my teammate. She's the chief culinary nutritionist. And what in the heck is that? She is a combined registered dietitian, master's level in nutrition science, and a certified chef. She's not only a smarty pants, honey, she can work it in the kitchen. And we need your help, Abby. So welcome to Her Radio. Michelle and I are all about what in the heck are we going to do? So now, we promised everyone out there 15 ways you can handle holiday overeating and emotional eating. So we got to dive into this right away. So what's a tip? Like, eat what you love, but what?
Okay. Let's see. I think the number one thing to do is to think of it in moderation. You should allow yourself some things to indulge in without feeling guilty, but everything in moderation. So you're not going to eat half a pumpkin pie, but you can have, you know, a small piece. So that is the number one thing, I think.
All right. And let's just keep it rocking here. So moderation and making sure that whatever that food is in front of you is not a bingeable, because some foods you just can't even do in moderation you lose control and feel shame, blame, and guilt afterwards. Okay, how about that self-care thing? That self-care thing?
I think to make sure that you keep doing whatever activities help you relieve stress, whether it's exercise or meditation, taking a bath, anything that helps you feel calmer and able to kind of get more centered and, you know, back to your own person. That's another great one.
Okay, so what about, which happens to me, is don't fall into the constant trap of saving all of your calories for dinner, which I love to.
Oh, yeah, definitely don't save your calories for dinner, because what ends up happening there is you're starving by the time you get to dinner and you haven't fed your brain and your body all day. So then you're starving, you can't think straight, and you're moody.
Right.
So you kind of lunge at whatever's first in front of you. It's best to kind of, for example, if you work in an office, you can bring your own lunch and healthy snacks, kind of moderate what you're eating during the day and keep things consistent. And then when you go to that party, you will feel comfortable, and you can kind of take a look and see what's around and be mindful about things before you put them in your mouth. Okay, so another one on that front is don't go to a party hungry.
Oh my gosh. How many times have we done that one? That's a bad boy. All right, so obviously you want to have something to eat, you know, before you go to something like that. And then, you know, combining it with a protein and maybe some fiber really kind of helps you kill carb cravings, gives you a little bit of satisfaction. And then, you know, that whole thing about, all right, so during the holiday season, you're running around like a crazed person trying to shop and whatever else, packing what? Wholesome snacks? Well, like what?
Yeah, carry around a little string cheese, a little trail mix, a piece of fruit like an apple or a banana are very, very portable, or clementines are seasonally available most of the country, and walk around with gum. You know, a lot of times we think we're hungry or we're really bored or we're stressed. If you do something like chew gum and drink some water and then check back with yourself 15 minutes later and see if you really were hungry. You know, a lot of times we're not.
That's a great tip. That's a really great tip. So let's talk alcohol. Mm-hmm. We know that's coming.
My favorite thing is if you, for every glass of alcohol, you have two glasses of water.
Me too.
I love it. That's such a great idea. Oh, yeah. Because this way, what, you're diluting it at the same time you're filling yourself up, hydrating.
And you're moderating it. Yeah, and you're moderating
you got it,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
a great one.
What about plate?
There's another sneaky thing too. You can do a wine spritzer. You can just throw in some, carbonated water, as well as, some wine, and therefore you only get half a glass really. And you get a chance to dilute it right off the bat. So that's cool. Mm-hmm. So what'd you say, Michelle, about what? Whose plate?
A healthy plate. And the portion.
Uh-huh.
A healthy plate. Well, go to the vegetables first. And not to say that all the vegetables are cooked in a healthy way, but try to fill up at least half your plate with vegetables, and then do a quarter of your plate some kind of grain and a quarter of your plate some kind of protein. And if you kind of try to maintain that type of balance, you should at least be in the right direction.
Excellent. You've got that whole portion thing.
Yeah, the portions are hard at the holidays, right? So I think one thing to do is avoid grazing. Don't nibble here and there, because you'll end up eating more calories even though it might feel like not. Really take a walk around, see what's there, kind of make a game plan for yourself, think about what you want to eat, and just kind of go for it and make a plate one time, and then see if that is, enough to keep you satiated for a while.
And what about indulgence?
Just be mindful about it. I think, again, everything in moderation, as long as you can keep it under control. And that's something you have to ask yourself. But if you want a little piece of pie, take maybe the equivalent of half a piece and tell yourself, this is what I'm having. And then really be mindful and enjoy every bite.
Okay, well, when you say that, you're saying that word, mindful. What is mindful eating, when you're mindful of every mouthful? I mean, how practically can a woman do that?
Well, really think about what you're eating. And I know it's kind of hard in a social situation, but really think about the flavors and the textures and the enjoyment of what it is, that piece of pie or that cookie or whatever it is that you're eating at that moment, instead of, for example, if you're eating in front of a TV or you're working or you're not paying attention, you could eat half a bag of cookies because you're not thinking about what you're doing. Your focus is on something that does not involve eating. So when you're eating, really think about the eating and what you're putting in your mouth and how the enjoyment of it, because that's the whole point of eating and indulging and having these kinds of foods, is to really enjoy yourself. It's supposed to be.
And as well, you want to drink a lot of water. And then, obviously, as you know, the frosting on the cake, oh gosh, there goes that metaphor. Would you stop that? Is to really get a lot of physical activity. Just get it in. You don't have to live in the gym. Just, assume the vertical a lot, because you got to be able to burn this stuff off one way or the other. So, oh gosh, Abby, you have been fabulous. Abby Gelman is a culinary nutritionist. Her website is culinarynutritioncuisine.com. And she's a rare bird, a registered dietitian, as well as a certified chef, and literally our best friend when it comes to trying to understand anything that has to do with nutrition, let alone holiday overeating and emotional eating. I'm Dr. Pam Peake with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.